A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Yotes, Psachim 119a, pagination page 237. One of the great promises that Avraham was given, Parshas Lech Lecha, is that the Jewish people, as he was told in the Bris Ben Absorim, would be enslaved in Mitzrayim, although he wasn't told that it would be Mitzrayim, but they would be enslaved. And afterwards they will leave with enormous booty. So the wealth that the Jews took out of Mitzrayim is one of the focus points of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there are a number of dimensions to that, to the wealth of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim became enormously wealthy. It was a metropolis to begin with, but then in Yosef's time, when they were the only ones with food in the area during the famine, they amassed enormous, enormous wealth. The Jewish people are told, before they leave Mitzrayim, Parshas Bo, v'yishalu ishmi Yisrayehu, they should take each person from his neighbor, they should ask for a tip before they leave. Presumably that was significant, but it wasn't as significant as the enormity of what is described over here in this Gemara, that the Rechush Gadol that they actually left with was a Bizas Mitzrayim, a plundering of Mitzrayim that they actually left with the wealth of Mitzrayim. In addition to that, there was also Gadol Bizas Hayom, the amount that they amassed at the sea when the Mitzrayim's chariots were washed up on shore and they were able to take from that. So it seems that the Mitzrayim studded their chariots, their war chariots, with enormous wealth, and that also contributed to the wealth that the Jewish people took out as a result of the Exodus. And the Pasuk describes this, Vayilaket Yosef es kol hakesef. Yosef had collected all of the wealth, and then, in the wide lines, about 13 lines down at the end of the line, Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim, the Jewish people cleaned out Mitzrayim. Rav Asi Amar asu'uhu kimitzuda she'in bo dagon, they made it like a trap that does not have grain. Normally a trap, you want to trap animals, you put a lure, a bait, into the trap so that people would come in, that the animal would come into the trap and would get caught once the trap snaps because the animal triggers it in a certain way. Likewise, Mitzrayim was like a trap, was a metropolis that would attract everybody to it and use them for their benefit. Perhaps taxation, commerce, whatever it is, but they would be luring everybody into their city and then get from them, milk them for what they're worth. That was, Mitzrayim was this great metropolis that kept building on its own wealth. What happened when the Jews left at the conclusion of the Ten Makos? So they made it like a trap that does not have any grain. The trap is still there. It's a grand city, but it lost its lure. It was no longer a metropolis because the Jewish people took its wealth and with it its glory. Now there was one more focus item regarding wealth that was in Mitzrayim. If you'll count up from the bottom of the page, about 15 lines, you'll see a two dots. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, there was also a wealth of Yosef in Mitzrayim, Yosef's personal wealth that he amassed, perhaps because he was the viceroy, he got a salary, however this worked, because we know that Yosef was very honest and he didn't take anything for himself just by pilfering from the wealth. But apparently he was entitled to a certain amount of wealth of his own, and Yosef hid that wealth. Shalosh matmonios hid min Yosef b'Mitzrayim. Yosef hid three treasures. Achas niskalo lekorach. One was revealed to Korach, and he took that out with him at Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was his personal wealth. Vachas niskalo leAntoninus, and one was revealed to Antoninus, the famous emperor, who would have a relationship with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the editor of the Mishnah. Next line. Va'achas genuza latzadikim la'asad lavo. And one treasure was hidden and would remain so for tzadikim in the future. Art scroll over here, note 39, quotes from the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, that the three treasures corresponded to the way that Yosef acquired them. Who was it that he was getting the money from? Like traceable, like how holy is the money? So people who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that money Yosef put in one treasury, and that was the one that Korach found, and he would be the one to challenge Moshe and Devar Hashem. The one that he got from people who stole, so it was unclean money, people who conquer others and then are in turn conquered. So that went to Antoninus, Rome. And the one that came from honest, good people, Bnei Noach, so that would be stored for Tzadikim La'asad Lavo, because they were doing what was expected of them, and that would appropriately correspond to the Tzadikim. The Gemara continues, Osha Shamu Leva'olav L'Ra'asa, wealth that is guarded for a owner for his bad. It's going to be to the detriment of the owner to have such wealth. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Zu Ashro Shal Korach, that's quintessential, the wealth of Korach, because he was misko'e, he became haughty because he was so wealthy. He thought that he was Hashem's chosen one in some way, and he felt confident to challenge Moshe because of the wealth. The property that was by their feet, a person's wealth sets him on his feet. It gives him the ability to navigate this world because he has assets. So in a positive sense, that's true, but in a negative sense, it also is true that a person can be set up on his feet in an irresponsible way because of his wealth, and that was the example of Korach, who became haughty. Omer Rav Levi, Rav Levi goes so far as to say, Masui shalosh meos peredos levonos hayim avtechos beis genozov shel Korach, the keys to the storehouses of Korach were carried by 300 donkeys. That's how many keys to the storehouses he had. V'kulu aklidi v'klipi de gilda, and they were all being stored in leather rather than metal, which emphasizes that they still needed 300 donkeys, even though the arrangement wasn't heavy like metal. It was leather, but they still needed 300 donkeys. Now, Rashbam says that 300, three lines up from the bottom in Rashbam, he says 300 should not be taken literally. It's an expression. And we discussed this on one occasion, that the expression tough, 400, is the highest gematria in the conventional alphabet. And 300, so that's used as an expression sometimes. 400, it means like infinite, very high. And 300 would be almost infinite. But it would also be an expression, but it is possible that it's literal. However, this is understood, but what you definitely have here is an expression of the concept of having an account elsewhere, that we're only telling you about the keys to the storehouses, but where the storehouses were held is a whole different question. Now, perhaps Korach stored the stuff away, like a Swiss bank account. He had a place, and he had the keys, and he was confident that that wealth was his and was secure. But in any case, Korach had enormous wealth, and the Gemara describes it that this wealth had its source from Yosef's personal wealth that he hid, and this wealth took Korach in a bad direction to challenge Moshe and actually to be lost together with his wealth. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.